What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we have a paddler's report. Kayaking has become so popular, we have one whole segment dedicated each week to fishing from paddle craft. And Captain Eric Mahabarak is one of the reporters that we utilize. And we also have Massey's as the presenter. And they've got three locations, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. And coming up Wednesday the 17th, that's next Wednesday between 5 and 6 p.m., they are having an inshore spring-focused hangout with a panel discussion with the Massey's fishing team. Eric, tell us more about this super event coming up.
Hello, Don. How you doing this morning, buddy? It's going to be pretty interesting. They're going to have a casting contest, a few prizes, some good food, of course, throw out some drinks, too. But it's going to be a panel on where you can ask questions, you know, like about it's not going to be so much as a presentation, but it's going to be where, like, maybe the novice or even the guys who have been doing it a while can bounce things off of different people, you know, because we have a wide range of anglers here. You know, we have Steve, who just took first place in the City Park tournament.
Yeah, Steve Neese. You know,
Steve Neese, and then we got Chris Holmes, you know, and you know Chris has fished pretty much, I mean, not around the world, but Mexico, California, and in between, and Florida, and all of that. He's pretty well reversed. And then we got Sean Johnson. He's fishing the kayak BASS trail right now, and he's doing pretty well at it. Then, of course, we have Ty Hibbs. And y'all are all familiar with Ty, I believe. He was an IFA winner. He's also a local charter captain who does the fly fishing. So we got a lot of that going on. I'm going to kind of be the host, and I'll be there to answer any questions you want. You know, I think we're going to go through some safety aspects on kayaking and all of that. Massey's is also running some specials, some discounts. I think they may be throwing a few gift cards out there. And I think Charlie from Pugler's is coming over to talk about his bass angling on the tournament trails and stuff like that. And I think Pugler might be throwing in a little something too there, Don. So it should be pretty good. It starts in between 5 and 6. I'd be there at about 6 o'clock and see what's going on. You know, it should be a good time to be had by all.
And give us that location in New Orleans.
That is on Carlton Avenue, Don, and I cannot remember the address off the top of my head. It's on Carlton Avenue, Massey's location on Carlton Avenue in New Orleans. And I'll just have
you
to
find them on
address.
Facebook. Everybody uses.
Yeah, find
Facebook.
Them on
it won't
Facebook.
Won't be a problem to find.
Hey, you can Google them, too.
Yep.
You know?
Well, the BCKFC is involved in this report, too. They got the Paddlepalooza coming up. I think that's the oldest kayak tournament, isn't it?
Yes, that is the old. It's either that one or the Fallen Tide. I believe Fallen Tide was first. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'll have to check on that. But, yeah, Paddlepalooza, it's going to be held down in Highway 1, Grand Isle, based out of Bridgeside right there. A lot of people get rooms right there at Bridgeside, and a few of us are at camps and stuff like that. It's usually a good time. We have Eric Stacy coming back to cook the pastelaya on Friday night. So everybody's really excited about that, not just the fishing, but, you know, they like to eat too.
That should be a great time. All right, now, you know, I was talking about our buddy the Weave, he and Nan getting on the Pompano, but looks like you got the lowdown on that ahead of time. You got a Pensacola report where they're picking up some of those Pompano on sand fleas. How do you get sand fleas? You need a sand dog to get them?
Well, who knows? That might work, too. You know, they train them for termites. Why not sand fleas? Good idea. It's actually like a basket, I'm going to say, like a basket, a shovel basket with holes in it. It washes the sand through, and you look for the little the little bubbles coming up in the sand. And when a wave comes up and goes down, and you scoop it and you kind of wash it out, and the sand fleas will come into that. You can also do it by hand, but I just go by the little, let's just say that like it's like a dustpan more than a shovel. Mm-hmm. And I do it that way. You can even use a strainer to find them. But, you know, that's a lot of work. It's easier if you get the proper equipment. And those are pretty evil-looking little prehistoric-looking creatures, too, if you've ever seen one.
Yeah, they are.
But, yeah, they've been doing really good down there with the pompano. Of course, there's the weather that just blew through kind of threw them off a little bit, dirtied the water just a touch. But it is clearing up. I know they caught a bunch of them off the beach at 4 a.m. in the morning when it was pitch dark out there. They caught a pile of them. And then I think the weather, they came in with 11, the two of them. And then also they caught the first lemonfish off the Pensacola Pier, which means they're out there done, and the yachts can take advantage. Yeah, you don't have to go far with those fish over there, you know, to get them. And that's, you know, I'm going to make a snapper trip this year for sure that way and go get my snapper. I wish we could do that here, just a little bit too far for the kayaks to go out of Grand Isle.
Yeah, you need a transport boat.
Yeah, you need a mothership, you know, and that gets crazy with the expenses, you know. But it would be fun to do if you go out and get a sword or a tuna or something, talk to my friend Martha over there, see if she'd take me out. Also, that'd be fun. Also, they're catching some Spanish mackerel, but I haven't heard anything on king mackerel yet. So imagine those guys should be popping up soon.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of catching Spanish mackerel, but I'm not too big on cooking them. So mostly what I do
is
catch
them. I got a great recipe for you. I'll send it to you. It's really easy, and you'll love it.
Yeah, well, we'll give that a shot. All right, we want to invite folks to come see you. You will be at Massey's in New Orleans location on Carrollton Avenue. That's going to be next Wednesday starting at 5 o'clock. If they want to get in touch with you because you do have the Louisiana Kayak Company and you're one of the few people that take people out on chartered trips via kayaks and you provide everything, tell them the best way to get you.
You can get in touch with me on your website, Down to Butte the Outdoors Guy, or you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, Louisiana Kayak Company, or just call me or text me at 504-313-8292.
All right, you behave yourself this weekend. We'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah, Don, you be good, all right? Be safe.
All right. All righty, Captain Eric Muhabarak.
Hey, everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.